ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
Hare Krishna. Today morning we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 29. Chapter is entitled Talks Between Narada and King Prachinibarhi. Text number 33.
Yatha hi purusho bharam. यथा हि पुरुषो भारम् शिरसा गुरुम् उद्वहन् शिरसा गुरुम् उद्वहन् तं स्कन्धेन स आधत्ते तं स्कन्धेन स आधत्ते तथा सर्वः प्रतिक्रियः तथा सर्वः प्रतिक्रियः यथा हि पुरुषो भारम् शिरसा गुरुम् उद्वहन् तं स्कन्धेन स आधत्ते तथा सर्वाः प्रतिक्रियः यथा हि पुरुषो भारम् शिरसा गुरुम् उद्वहन् तं स्कन्धेन स आधत्ते तथा सर्वः प्रतिक्रियः।
वर्ड टू वर्ड ट्रांसलेशन प्लीज रिपीट। यथा एज ही सर्टनली पुरुषः अ मैन भारम अ बर्डन शिरसा ऑन द हेड गुरुम हेवी उद्वहन कैरिंग तम दैट स्कंधेन ऑन द शोल्डर सह ही आधत्ते पुट्स तथा सिमिलरली सर्वाः ऑल प्रतिक्रियाः काउंटर एक्शंस। ट्रांसलेशन एंड परपोर्ट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस शिला अभय चरणारविंद भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी शिला प्रभुपाद जी। शिला प्रभुपाद जी की जाय। ट्रांसलेशन। अ मैन मे कैरी अ बर्डन ऑन हिज हेड एंड व्हेन ही फील्स इट to be too heavy, he sometimes gives relief to his head by putting the burden on his shoulder. In this way, he tries to relieve himself of the burden. However, whatever process he devises to counteract the burden does nothing more than put the same burden from one place to another. Purport. This is a good description of an attempt to transfer a burden from one place to another. When one gets tired of keeping a burden on his head, he will place it on his shoulder. This does not mean that he has become freed from the strains of carrying the burden. Similarly, Human society in the name of civilization is creating one kind of trouble to avoid another kind of trouble. In contemporary civilization, we see that there are many automobiles manufactured to carry us swiftly from one place to another. But at the same time, we have created other problems. We have to construct so many roads, and yet these roads are insufficient to cope with automobile congestion and traffic jams. There are also the problems of air pollution and fuel shortage. The conclusion is that the processes we manufacture to counteract or minimize our distresses do not actually put an end to our pains. It is all simply illusion. We simply place the burden from the head to the shoulder. The only real way we can minimize our problems is to surrender unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead and give ourselves up to His protection. The Lord, being all-powerful, can make arrangements to mitigate our painful life in material existence. Om Jnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahiyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitamsha Namaom Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Goravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashata Deshatarine Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gauratushe Namaha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna.
it's a mercy of the devotees that they help us to always practice a very sacred principle, a very sacred and natural principle in Krishna consciousness, that is dependency on Krishna. So today I was suddenly asked to speak on Srimad Bhagavatam, this verse. So I was praying that Krishna, please help me to do this service as nicely as possible. So this is very wonderful, to always depend on Krishna. Being in material atmosphere, tendency is to be relaxed or slack. One thing, see, I am well situated, I have powers, I have bodily strength, I am very intelligent. So why should I always call out for Krishna's help? Why should I always depend on Krishna? I can do something on my own strength also. And whenever we think like this, Krishna, being an all-merciful friend and guide, he puts us in a difficult situation so that we can realize that no. Our material endeavors will not actually protect us or save us. So this is Krishna's mercy. And devotees are also sometimes merciful to bring us to this realization that how it is our constitutional position to be always dependent on mercy coming down the line from Krishna. So today's discussion is the manifestation of that mercy which is coming down. So whatever I will try to speak is that only. A man can carry a burden on his head, and when he feels it to be too heavy, he sometimes gives relief to his head by putting the burden on his shoulder. In this way, he tries to relieve himself of the burden. However, whatever process he devises to counteract the burden does nothing more than put the same burden from one place to another. So this is the nature of practically every conditioned soul who is wandering under the influence of the three modes of material nature. He is working very hard. Prabhupada terms it as a struggle for existence. So in this material world, a situation is created where one has to struggle very hard to exist. Work very hard. From day and nowadays night also. One has to work very hard to exist. Prabhupada says, those who are following the path of God, they don't have to struggle so much. Prabhupada gives an example of an elephant. Elephant needs lot of food. Huge quantity of food. And Prabhupada says, God has made this material nature or created all the facilities what one needs. So, elephant gets his food every day. He doesn't starve. We don't hear newspapers saying that one elephant died because of starvation in one of the jungles. We don't hear such news. But we hear human beings dying because of not having food. Although there is food everywhere, so much food is there, but still human beings die because of having no food. So Prabhupada says, this is the flaw in the human brain created system of society. When human beings take charge of creating a society or arranging systems in the society, how the society should work, then this is what happens. Although when Lord created this world, He created a system. And everyone who follows this system survives with practically not much difficulties. Although material world has inbuilt difficulties, but not extraneous difficulties. Whatever, because of his karma, one has to suffer, one will suffer anyways. But no added difficulties will come when one follows the path of God. But human beings, thinking that previous age people, they were not very intelligent. But we are very advanced, we are very modern. We are technologically developed. Previously, people were not having fans for cooling themselves, or ACs, or automobiles. So many facilities, cell phones, so many facilities have come, because of which the whole world appears to shrink. And so much communication is taking place, so much information going from here and there, and transportation, and so on and so forth. So much is happening. And because of this, there is a tough competition which has arisen. The globalization, the more the globalization is taking place, we see more and more unhealthy competition. More and more unhealthy competition is growing. And Srila Prabhupada, I was reading first canto, second verse, first canto, first chapter, second verse. There Prabhupada talks about the devotees of the Lord, they are very sincerely endeavoring to create a competition-less society. Although on a material level, there are many societies who also may be working on creating peace, which is nothing but trying to bring a competition-less society. Peace, everywhere peace. But their attempts are material, and therefore they fail. Because Prabhupada makes a very clear point there. He says the devotees, they are making sincere endeavor for creating competition-less society. He doesn't complete the statement there. He says, adds to the statement saying, Krishna as the center. So this is very important. Jai Shishi Radha Sham Sundar Lalita Vishaka Devi Ki, Jai Krishna Balaram Ki, Jai Shishi Gonitai Ki, Srila Prabhupada Ki, Jai. So this is a very significant point missing in the material endeavors, that Krishna is not the center. And because of that, because material life means everyone is a center. There are so many, hundreds and thousands of centers. And naturally, when two centers are there, as we understand that example, when one stone is thrown in a pond, very nice waves come. But when two stones are thrown, the nice waves come, but after some time, the two waves, they collide with each other. And there is a turbulence in the water. It doesn't look serene and calm. There is a turbulence because waves are clashing with each other. So when two centers are there, there has to be clash, there has to be fight. So this simple principle, Srila Prabhupada, he understood, and he wanted everyone to imbibe this principle in his life. Because when Krishna is the center, then everyone will work together in a concentric way. Just like concentric circles are there. There is only one center. So everyone's energies will add. They will not divide or they will not subtract. They will add, and it will be a cumulative good offering to Lord Krishna. So competition-less society only will be possible when everyone accepts one center. Otherwise, it is not possible. And everywhere fights are there, that is because one common center or one common interest is lacking. If one common interest is there, then there is no question of fighting, because everyone is working for that cause, for that interest. So this is very important aspect, because Srila Prabhupada touches in this purport of modern society, the civilization, modern civilization. So this is very fundamental basic flaw in every endeavor for creating peace in the society. Prabhupada says, whenever he deals with visa and going to other countries, he makes laughingly a joke. He says, whenever I try to enter a country, then the immigration people, they are like dogs. They are standing there. Bow, bow. They are making a sound that why you are coming in our territory? Why you are coming in our place? Don't come. Go away. Like that. So, this me and my concept is very strongly inherited in the conditioned heart. And because of that, there is no unity, there is no cooperation, there is no peacefulness. Everyone is fighting. And tough competition and cutthroat competition. And because of that, people have lost peace, happiness. Although people may earn lots of money by some ways or other, still they are not peaceful, they are not happy. Because every other person's eye is on their money. So to have a money is a problem, to not have money is also a problem. So Prabhupada says very clearly that any solution on the material platform will not work. So beautiful verse comes in the Srimad Bhagavatam, where Prahlad Maharaj, when he is glorifying Lord Narsingadev, when Lord Narsingadev appeared and killed Hiranyakashipu, he beautifully glorifies Lord Narsingadev, and there is a beautiful verse which he talks about the principle which Prabhupada mentions here. Yeah, this verse 7.9.17.
Yasmat priya priya viyoga sanyoga janma shokagnina sakalayo nishudhaya manaha Dukkhaushadam tadapi dukkhamatadhyayam Bhuman brahmami vadameta vadasya yogam.
So specifically this third line is very much emphasized in the purport. Srila Prabhupada mentions Dukkhaushadam tadapi dukkham. Dukkha aushadam. The medicine for the dukkha is dukkha. It creates another dukkha. So that's the nature of the material solutions. Although one may temporarily feel, oh, I have become relieved from this problem. This problem was troubling me so much. But I have applied my material intelligence. I have used material facilities to solve this problem. Now I will be happy. But no, after solving this problem, because of the solution of that problem, another problem comes. Like nowadays, people are very busy in earning money. So both parents, father and mother, they go out for working. Now the problem is how to raise the children. Because if father and mother are out for job, who will take care of the child? Then solution is there, material solution. I know there are many places where children are kept. They are playmates or playground, schools where children are sent, and then they are taken care whole throughout the day. And then evening they come back, and evening also parents are very tired. They are not able to give time to the children. And to their very eyes they see the children growing, but not growing according to their expectations. So they are very unhappy with their children. The children are growing unnecessary wrong attractions, wrong habits, and as they grow up, they become totally independent of their parents, because from their childhood only they have learnt how to be independent of the parents. So when they grow, they become total independent people. and they hardly have any loving, close loving feelings for their parents. So they hardly do anything also for their parents as they grow up. They are just focused on their own family. Once the children are married and they are just with their wife, they don't do anything for their parents. So the culture of, you know, protecting and serving the parents, that is gone. So everything begins with a training. When one has a proper training, a proper environment, then only everything grows wonderfully. Srila Prabhupada talks about a principle of Garbhadan Sanskar. Garbhadan Sanskar is a filtration process, transcendental filtration process. It filters out unwanted things. Only what is wanted, what is essential, what is good goes through the filter, and everything unwanted remains out. In the sense, when one practices the principle of servitude, the attitude of being a servant and wanting to please Krishna, this attitude is nothing but a Garbhadan Sanskar. This attitude infiltrates. What is essential will come out, and what is nonsensical, that will remain outside. So when one practices this principle of being a servant and trying to serve Krishna and trying to serve one's spiritual masters and trying to please them, one will see the results. When the child will be born, we'll see that it's very easy to train him, very easy to give him or teach him spiritual principles, and he will have natural inclination for devotional service. But if such a thing is not there, when the parents themselves are not preparing properly, not having proper consciousness while coming together, then having a material consciousness will attract a soul who will have material consciousness. And when he comes, and when we try to give him Krishna consciousness, maybe in the initial times, because he is innocent, he doesn't know much, he may practice whatever parents are doing. But as the age grows, as he starts growing as a child, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, when he starts growing more and more, he will show that he is a materialistic person. His material desires will manifest. It will come out. So, this is one aspect, but this principle of Garbhadan is applicable everywhere. Garbhadan Sanskar is not just oriented for producing children. It's a principle of removing unwanted thing and only keeping what is wanted, what is essential, what is spiritual, what is transcendental. So this principle needs to be practiced everywhere. It is said a preacher, one who speaks, he also has to practice Garbhadan Sanskar. In the sense, he should be very pure in his heart. He should be sticking to the teachings which are given by Srila Prabhupada, and he should be in a humble mood of being a servant and trying to glorify to whatever capacity Krishna has granted him. So this consciousness, a humble consciousness of the speaker, will only allow him, or Paramatma will allow something to come out of his mouth which will be transcendental, which will penetrate in the ears, through the ears, in the heart of the audience to transform their heart. But if that consciousness is not there, one is thinking, oh, I am very knowledgeable, I know so many shlokas, and I can quote any of the examples or any of the stories from Bhagavatam or any other places, and I have very well read. And with that proud mood, one is delivering the information on the class. Then people may be impressed, their intellect may be impressed, but their hearts will not change. Such an effect will happen. So therefore, this Garbhadan Samskar, this principle of removing anarthas and only allowing the good things or the transcendental things to flow through is a very important principle for everyone to practice and follow. Then next generation, whoever, maybe a devotee or maybe children, whatever, whoever is there, the next generation will be very pure. Otherwise, it is not possible. The impurities will flow down the line, and we know as impurity grows, it doesn't decrease. As it goes down the line, it increases more and more and more and more only. So therefore, this is very important and critical principle that one practices Garbhadhan Sanskar or one practices purificatory processes in every service one has been given, one is awarded, one is told to do. So this is very important. One beautiful example was given about the situations, circumstances, because here Prabhupada talks about the burden one is holding on his head, and his head is paining, so he removes that and keeps it on his shoulder, and he feels, oh, now my head is relieved, but soon his shoulder will start paining, then he has to adjust to some other place. So this way the burden doesn't go away. This is material ways of working. But a transcendental person, his vision is totally different to the situations and the circumstances. One time, one young man, he was living in one place. So he happened to purchase a very good horse, because he thought, you know, I should have a horse, and I can, from that horse, I can have many more horses to come in the future, and then I will earn money and live myself in that way. So he purchased one horse and he kept. And many people, they were very much attracted to this horse because he was very strong and healthy, good-looking horse. So people used to appreciate, oh, you are so fortunate, you have such a good horse. So he was hearing whatever people was saying. One day it so happened that the horse ran away from the shed. And people, they came to know, oh, his horse has run away. They came to him, oh, how unfortunate you are. Such a bad luck for you. Your horse has run away. So this person, he said to that neighbor who came, he said, good luck, bad luck, who knows? Then after few days, that horse which ran away, he came back. But he did not came back alone. He came back with one more horse. There were two horses. So the horse came, and the person, the owner of the horse, was happy. Oh, two horses have come. And all the people, neighboring people, they were amazed. Oh, you are so fortunate. Such a good luck for you. You were having one horse. Somehow it ran away. But now you have got two horses. Very strong, well-built horses. You are so fortunate. You are so lucky. He made the same comment. He said, good luck, bad luck, who knows? And he wanted to train the horses. So he was trying to train one of the horses. And when he was training, because they were wild horses, they were not properly trained. So they were not allowing themselves to be trained. They were creating troubles. So in one of the attempts, when he was climbing on the horse to train him how to run and listen to different instructions of the rider, the horse became very annoyed, and he threw that person from his back in the front, and the horse's leg, one of the leg, fell on his knees, and the knee got broken. There was a crack. So then he had to be hospitalized, whatever, and there was a big fracture. So he was given the plaster and he was lying on the bed. The neighbors, they came seeing, oh, such a bad thing has happened to you. You have got a fracture now. You are not able to move here and there. Such a bad luck, such a bad fortune. He made the same statement. He said, good luck, bad luck, who knows? And after some time, it so happened, the country in which they were living, that was on a war. So all the young men from that place, village, they were called to fight in the war. And he was also a young man, and there were so many neighbors who were young people. So everyone was called by the king that you have to come to fight because we are on a war now. But this person, because he was having a plaster, he was not called for the war because he is useless in that sense. So he was lying and the neighbors were thinking, oh, such a good fortune, just see, his leg was broken, that's why he's not called. Now we are going for a war, we don't know whether we'll come back alive or not. And he gave the same comment, good luck, bad luck, who knows. So, a devotee of the Lord, his vision is very different. A materialistic person, he immediately concludes, he immediately jumps to the conclusion, oh, this is very good for me, oh, this is very bad which has happened for me. He is not able to see the transcendental hand of the Lord. He is not able to perceive that. He just goes by the situations and the circumstances. And Prahlad Maharaj and Srila Prabhupada here in the purports mentions that any material endeavor we try to solve will not work. Only solution, Prabhupada says here, the conclusion is that one cannot perpetually happy as long as one exists in the material world. The only remedy is to get out of this material world altogether and return home back to Godhead. Or the only endeavor in one of the another verses Prabhupada mentions is to utilize our time and energy in reviving back our relationship with Krishna. So whatever energy we have received, we have to utilize it for cultivating or reviving back our relationship with Krishna. A relationship of being a loving servant of Krishna. So this energy which we have received has to be utilized for this purpose. So every day a sincere devotee, he analyzes his way of spending his day. How am I spending my day? Am I walking one step ahead in my growing relationship with Krishna? Is this what I am doing? Is loving feelings for Krishna are growing in my heart? And how much it is growing and how or what endeavors I am doing to do that, to achieve that ends. So his everyday is analysis. His everyday analyzing. And material nature, she doesn't like this. A living entity being analytical. Because being analytical means being intelligent. And she doesn't like us to be intelligent. She likes us to be fools. Because she can very easily, you know, make us dance. Because generally fools are made dance. According to whoever is the controller, he controls. So Maya Devi, by making us illusioned, she make us dance in the tunes of three modes of material nature, which bring material desires in our heart, and we dance according to those material desires, trying to fulfill those material desires. But Krishna, he wants to make his devotees intelligent, use their power of discrimination and to analyze, to practice the eternal principle of being a transcendental friend or a servant of Krishna, to cultivate or live our life in such a way that we are heading towards that direction. So that's intelligence. That's how a sincere devotee every day makes endeavor. And that's what materialistic people, they coin the term as keeping the goal in the eye of the mind. People talk about these terminologies in the professional fields, that you have to have a goal always in front of the eyes of your mind. So this is what practically or spiritually means. Or when Krishna speaks about tasseva heto prayate tako vido na labhyate yad bhramatam upariyadha tal labhyate dukkhavad anyatha sukam. What is the last line? Kalena sarvatra gabhira ramhasa. Tasseva heto, that hetu should be, that purpose should be there. Tasseva heto prayate ta ko vido na labhyate yad bhramatam upari adha. By bhramata, by wandering from upari and adha, from topmost planet to the lowest planet, what one doesn't achieve, one should try for that aim. That's what is been spoken in this verse of Bhagavatam. Tasseva hetu prayateta kud. So that is intelligent, kovida devotee of the Lord. I was preparing in Dharmatma Prabhu's office there for the class. So there was one calendar, Srila Prabhupada's calendar, where on that particular day, what Srila Prabhupada spoke, that is written. So there, one of the 20th July page was there on the backside. So I was happened to read that line. Srila Prabhupada was mentioning that our Krishna consciousness movement is meant to create Gopijana, the devotees who are Gopijana. And Prabhupada continues the statement saying that if we become like this Gopijana, then what not Krishna will do? He can lift a Govardhan just like he lifted for protecting the gopis, the cows and the gopas for his devotees. He can lift. So what's the big deal about dealing with the material miseries or material problems? So therefore, the energy has to be put to become Gopijana, a devotee like the gopis of Vrindavan. If that energy is put in that direction, then naturally everything is settled. Everything is worked out. Of course, this doesn't mean that one doesn't go out and work for his maintenance and things like that. I am not wanting to speak anything in an extreme sense. One does whatever is needed to be done for maintaining the body and soul, as Krishna says and Srila Prabhupada mentions in many, many places in his purports, that one has to endeavor to keep the body and soul together, but that's it. But his major energy goes in cultivating his relationship with Krishna. And that's where the energy has to be put in. Not the material solutions which Prabhupada mentions here, like transferring one burden from head to the shoulder or from one shoulder to another shoulder. That will go on and material life will continue like this with no tangible end. In the sense, one's cycle of repeated birth and death will continue. One's attempt to solve material problems will continue. It's non-ending. There is a concept of, in computer programming, there is a concept called as endless loop. There is no end. Because something, the program is written in such a way that the result again makes the computer program run. So it just, the result comes and then again the run. Then result comes, then again the run. The result comes and again the run. Like this. So this material endeavor is like this non-ending loop. You materially endeavor, try to solve, other problem will come. Then you again try to work out materially. Then again the solution will happen. Then again some other problem will... It will go on, non-ending loop. But as soon as a transcendental solution is applied to a material problem, then the solution removes the material problem once and for all. And that's what Prabhupada talks about as going back home, back to Godhead. One will totally relieve oneself from the material existence. We are not supposed to exist material world. We are supposed to exist in the spiritual world. But somehow, because of being illusioned, we are not so much aiming in that direction. So therefore, Srila Prabhupada is very mercifully, kindly reminding us through so many purports again and again in different ways. Tomorrow also we'll see a similar line of purport will come. Day after tomorrow also we'll see the similar line of purport will come. So Prabhupada is hitting through so many, 3-4 purports, he is hitting the same thing so that it goes inside our consciousness, and we want to bring a revolution, we want to bring a tangible change in our consciousness, in our endeavors, in our putting our energy, in our directions, in our goal. Thank you all very much for your kind attention. Is there any question? We have 1 or 2 minutes remaining. If any question, any comment?
या प्रभु
Hare Krishna, thank you for wonderful class.
Hare Krishna.
So as far as I know, this in the purports, the whole purport was based on like Varnasrama system. Like, as you know that Prabhupada, in this modern civilization that, like for example, even although the devotees are here in our ISKCON movement, they have to also work in outside. They have to like, if someone is passed out from engineering college, this and that, so they have to also work in outside. So you see, if you want to establish Varnasrama system, then how can I solve this problem? It means remain in ISKCON, you have to work in outside. So is there any solution that they can also get job in ISKCON and then they can, because they are getting 40,000 rupees in outside, and if you work in ISKCON, then they will give only 10,000 something like this. Then
no, it's not necessary that one has to work in ISKCON temple. A group of devotees can come together and create an environment where they can, because it's not very much possible that temple creates such a, because the purpose why Prabhupada created temple is a different, total different purpose. A temple, for temple to create a jobs and create a working environment, it's not possible. But a group of devotees can come together and then they can create a facility where they can be more Krishna conscious. At the same time, they can maintain their, whatever is needed for their maintenance will be earned through that. There are many ways like this if we think. But surely, yes, when we are engineer and we are devotees of the Lord, and when we go out and work, we are actually helping them to propagate their way of working or their way of system. So we are adding, as a, even though although we are practicing devotee, we are adding. So therefore, to bring a revolution on a very large scale will take some time. It is not going to happen immediately, because the Kali has been working for a long time to create what is established today, Kali's culture. So he has done a lot of work. He has sown seed thousands of years back, which has come as a fructified now, as a modern civilization what we see. So a very long year tree is there, and how to deal with that tree is little difficult. Immediately one cannot directly pounce on it and try to destroy it. One requires a big strength if at all he has to do something like that. So to bring a revolution in the current society, it will take time. The slowly the bones, just like a big building, if you have to break it, so you have to choose one pillar, go on breaking one foundational pillars. You cannot just suddenly whole building will, one wall pillar has to be destroyed, then the whole building will collapse. So the fiber of material civilization, the four sinful activities, that is the fiber, that's the foundational thing, and meat eating, gambling, intoxication, illicit sex, these are the foundations of adharma, on which the adharma stands. So this foundation has to be broken. And that is possible when every individual counts, adds to the solution, not to the problem. So therefore, it's very important to change individuals. Currently, if we have to go for a big blow, we have to start with every individual. We have to catch one person who is trapped in Kali, bring him to Krishna. We have to go and trap another, bring him and increase the force, so that the world will be forced to think that what kind of life we are living. Just see, these are wonderful devotees. They are living such peaceful, happy life. We are working so hard here, and what comes is only sweat and fights, nothing else. So that kind of situation will come if we continue getting one person and increasing our strength. Our strength is very small. how can we do such a big thing? Of course, if Krishna wants, we can do big things. That's possible. But Krishna's overall plan for this material world is that Kali is going to grow. Kali is going to spread. That's his era, his kingdom. So naturally, he is going to flourish. But devotees, they try as much as possible to bring people to his part, to his side, and save them from the material tabernacle, cycle of birth and death. That's what I can personally see. There can be many other answers. Many other devotees may have many other visions and many other understandings. But to my small limited intelligence, that's what I can perceive. That this how, by growing our strength, by picking one soul and bringing him to our side, we are actually breaking the foundation of material civilization. Thank you very much. Already little time is over. Sorry for that. If you want, we can discuss personally also. Thank you all very much for your kind attention. Srila Prabhupada ki, Granthraj Srimad Bhagavat Mahapurana ki, Samaveta Gaura Bhakta Vrinda ki, Nitai Gaur Premanande. Hare Krishna.